Hello, and welcome to our brand new anime podcast. Here, we're going to be talking about anime, and more anime. And what are we going to be talking about?
I think we're going to be talking about a little bit of anime, but I'm not really sure. What do you think?
All anime!
All day, 24/7, or as long as you're listening to this podcast, whatever you're going to do, I don't care.
Yeah. We just want you to listen so you can hear our voices. And listen to us talk about anime.
Yeah, that's definitely the only reason. Yep.
Yeah. Yeah.
Looking into the cash pile rapidly forming.
So anyway, today we are going to be not only rating animes, but just talking about what we've been recently watching in our favorite animes. So, what's your favorite anime? What do you want?
My favorite anime has to be One Piece. Old One Piece. Really good.
That's a good choice. Now, my first anime was Naruto, but my favorite is right now Naruto, but I've been watching Jujutsu Kaisen recently, and it's starting to become my favorite. I don't know. It's actually getting pretty good.
A lot of them are really good.
Yeah. So, should we get started into rating?
And our first on the list should probably be what you just mentioned, Naruto.
Alrighty.
Very good. Although we will be rating Boruto separately because it is a separate entity at this point.
So, my first thoughts on Naruto and Naruto Shippuden. We're not going to include Naruto the Last, even though it's technically an anime in those essences, and it's technically the same entity. I just don't think it's a good idea.
I've never even heard of it, I'll be honest.
Yeah, I've barely heard of it anyway. So, we're just going to be ranking those. My first thoughts on Naruto, it's great. The story's great. Animation in Naruto Original is alright, and the animation in Naruto Shippuden is actually very, very good. So, that's pretty much all I have to say about the story and the animation. What are your thoughts?
Personally, I really like the power system that Naruto has. I always look at the power system when I look at an anime. Always really interesting to look at them because everyone is usually different, excluding like the two of them. And I really like the power system that's in Naruto. It's a mixture of like you're born with this, but you can also have there are a bunch of other powers you can gain. Powers you can steal that can make interesting plot points and twists whenever you need them to.
Now, I'm gonna have to say one little nitpick. The war arc has so many plot holes, but that's okay. Because the great essence of Madara Uchiha makes up for that.
I don't think there's anybody who likes Naruto who doesn't like Madara. He's great.
Yeah, I don't think so. He's not one of those villains who's like, I'm so sad and I'm just going to kill everybody because of it. He's pure evil. And I like that. So what do you think we should rate Naruto?
I think Naruto as a whole, including Naruto Shippuden and Boruto, because we all know that's a different demon. I think it should easily be placed at like S-tier. Easy S.
Alrighty, next anime, what do you think we should do?
I think we should move on to one of the other big three. My personal favorite and where I prosper. One Piece.
Alrighty, take it away for the old.
So, old One Piece is an incredible masterpiece. I just love it. It's goofy, it's interesting. The idea of it is just amazing. It could have failed at any point if the wrong people watched it, but it didn't, and I love that. Again, the powers are goofy. Everyone's goofy. See this guy? He's got a long nose, and he's alive. Pinocchio.
Indeed, I have to agree.
It's awesome. And even when he got Gear Second, it was still cool to watch. The people who wanted that goofy anime got something cool. And Gear Second was a great unveiling, a great change. that would signify we're getting stronger and we're getting cooler.
Indeed. Now, if I'm, me personally, I didn't watch too much of the old One Piece. Just kidding, I watched most of it. But I know a lot more of the lore and, like, nitty-gritty details of newer One Piece. We're talking Wano and Odd. So, for Wano Arc, it's really great. It's really great. The number one, the animation, you can tell it's improved significantly by the effects, just everything about the animation. Number two, something about the Wano Arc I really like, every one of the characters got stronger. Almost every one of the characters. We're talking Sanji, Zoro, and Luffy. Yep, that's definitely almost all the characters.
Technically, Nami and... not really Chopper. Usopp didn't get... okay, so only two of them didn't get an upgrade, which is not bad.
Yeah.
Wait, did Franky get anything? I keep forgetting about Franky and Brooke. Yeah,
I don't think so. Yeah.
Yeah.
But anyway, yeah, definitely a lot of characters. Number one, Sanji, Ifrit, is so good. So good. The blue flames look absolutely great. And Zoro, him having Conqueror's Haki is amazing. Though, I have one nitpick. Specifically in that arc, Sanji seems to be way less powerful than Zoro, which doesn't seem fair between the characters, but that's not too much of a big deal, because we'll talk about in a minute. The next arc will show that they don't have too much different power. For Luffy Gear 5, I might upset a lot of you. And by might, I will. I don't think it's cooler than Gear 2's unveiling. I'll just say it. I do love the concept, but I just think it was... I don't know.
Out of pocket.
Yeah, yeah, we'll say that. He was way too powerful, way too quickly. But that excuses because it is pretty cool. All white,
and
very cool.
Also necessary.
Yeah, it was kind of necessary.
Let's... he absolutely needed that to be one, to be Kaido.
Yeah. So let's talk about Egghead Island. Egghead Island was pretty good so far, because it's not over yet. One thing I do like and also dislike, the Gorosei's powers were revealed, but it was kind of uncool because they're just like shadow demon people, and it's
throwing them, they could just have regular devil fruits.
Yeah, that's kind of my issue, and they didn't explain it much, but it's pretty good. I like that Vegapunk's now on their side. That's a pretty cool detail about it. But yeah, that's pretty much it about One Piece. So what are we rating One Piece?
I think One Piece should get a pretty high rating. I think it's on par, if not just as good as Naruto. So I'll say yes.
Alrighty, next, what should we do? Should we continue down the line of the big three?
The biggest, considered probably the biggest of the big three, Dragon Ball.
Okay.
A gigantic beast. How did it grow so fast? My goodness.
I don't know, but... so, unlike for Naruto, we're going to be ranking Super, Dragon Ball Z, and Dragon Ball Original in the same section, because they're not different entities.
They're all really Goku being strong.
Yeah, pretty much. All right, take it away.
So, I've watched and I know a lot about Dragon Ball. I'll be honest when I say this. Dragon Ball up to Dragon Ball Z is a goofy, yet sometimes serious, just amazing roller coaster ride. If you, like, it doesn't keep, like, a hot-headedness and all the seriousness for too long, so you can always have a good laugh with it. In some parts, it gets super serious, super amazing, super awesome. Like, let me draw you to a very specific scene, and let's do... It's a good point, yes. Vegeta's final explosion in the Buu arc. Not considered one of the best, which just brings to reason how good this is. He sacrificed himself for his greatest enemy, his children, and literally everyone on Earth. He would have if it worked.
It was a little bit anticlimactic, but it's okay. We don't have to talk about that.
It was so awesome.
Yes. So, Dragon Ball Z, even better. Dragon Ball.
Dragon Ball GT, you know, controversial. I still love it.
Yeah, that's good.
For Dragon Ball, are all like, definitely. I mean, okay, I'm not sure, but do you think, like, if it was only Dragon Ball Z, Dragon Ball GT, and regular Dragon Ball, would it be above a, would it be above Naruto and One Piece?
I'm not quite sure.
So let's say it would be S plus tier, like just for the heck of it.
Yeah.
However, there is the gigantic quarrel with it that we have. And its name is Dragon Ball Super. All right, excluding that technical difficulty, as I was saying, Dragon Ball Super brought this series down hard. I like Ultra Instinct. I love the Tournament of Power. But the thing I don't love is how it was introduced. I don't like how there was an instant, this guy is OP. This guy just got introduced. This guy can destroy all universes by blinking. And the main character befriended him. Like, bruh. Why?
Yes. Yeah.
You threw it all away. Could have had it all, man.
Yeah.
Let power creep dash in the door and write your manga for you.
Yes, indeed. So, what are we rating Dragon Ball Super? Also, a moment of silence for Akira Toriyama.
Yeah, very sad. So, it's going to bring the series down more, but for now, I think we're going to have to go with A++. We don't need to talk about Dragon Ball Superheroes. It hasn't gone on long enough for the heat to die down, so I can't say anything.
Yes, indeed. All right, our next anime is going to be Jujutsu Kaisen.
Jujutsu Kaisen. Good question. Do they mean Jujutsu?
Jujutsu.
Is that something different?
No, it's just Jujutsu. It's the high school. But anyways, my first thoughts on this anime, now that I've started watching it, its animation is amazing. The storyline is great. But my favorite thing of all is the power system. It's just so good. Number one, I love cursed energy and the cursed techniques, and also the Sukuna's fingers and how Itadori is the vessel, and he can't die. But if he dies, part of Sukuna will die with him. That's why he needs to collect all 20 fingers.
It reminds me of Naruto's nine-tailed fox, except he actually, like, interacts with it more.
Yes, that's one issue I have, for now at least, until he probably learns to control it, is that he can't really control Sukuna, and it kind of makes Itadori slightly useless.
Like, if he gets hurt in combat, like, okay, Sukuna, give me some of that healing juice. I need you. Okay, but I'm gonna destroy everyone in this town. Sure, good deal. Boom, everybody's dead.
Yeah, actually, I'd like to correct you on that. He made a pact deal that if Sukuna made a pact deal that if he Sukuna said something, I don't remember, it started like execution or something, he had to let Itadori have his body, or had to let Sukuna have Itadori's body for 1 minute, and he wouldn't kill anybody. But Itadori didn't use Sukuna's vessel, so he's kind of useless. But that does not mean the anime is not great.
It has an amazing power system, similar to Hunter x Hunter, which will be our next review, that can be super varied and isn't limited, like My Hero Academia, which we will talk about later.
Yes. So, my final rating for this anime, I'm gonna have to go with A plus.
I'm going with A plus two. Now that sounds great.
Alrighty. Next anime is What He Said. Hunter x Hunter.
A lot of people might brush past the anime thinking, oh, it's just another one of those kid gets stronger. And it kind of is. I still have to stand up for it, considering it's still one of my lifelong favorites. The power system. I already said, I look for the power system first. This one has a beautiful one that's amazing. There are so many categories of Nen, which is what the power is called. Don't ask. I don't know. It literally might change over time. It's based on you, and there's so many things you can do with it. Everybody can make yourself stronger, but if you're not an enhancer, you can only be so powerful. There's limits, and there's things. Like, if you make a contract, like, let's say you needed a really powerful ability, but you're not strong enough to make it that powerful. Then you make a Nen contract to limit yourself. So you can only use it if this, or if I get hit while using this, it's weaker. That is something I like, because if you limit yourself, you get stronger. That's cool.
Yes. Listen. Yes, indeed. Now, I have a couple of things. The intro is very, very slow, and I do not recommend it for people that, like, immediately want action. Now,
yeah, I gotta warn people about that. It's slow at the beginning, kind of like One Piece, except not as bad.
Yeah, but the thing about One Piece, it picks up quickly. Hunter x Hunter kind of doesn't.
Unless you're used to slow combat and a lot of thinking. Unless you're able to sit through Death Note, you might not be able to sit through Hunter x Hunter.
Yes, and we're not going to talk about 1,100 plus chapters of One Piece. We're not going to talk about that.
We already did, so.
Yeah, that's true. Anyway, which anime should we do next? I think Bleach.
Hold on. We did not rate Hunter x Hunter.
Yes.
We also forgot to mention the main character syndrome, the downfall of Hunter x Hunter. As I knew, Hunter x Hunter started beautifully. Character was growing great. Reminded me of a bunch of other cool animes with humble beginnings. But it's not humble. He's just constantly becomes overpowered. Unless you know a bit about the power system, you'll be confused on why in some scenes he's a grown man, and other scenes he's a little kid. Very complicated, and you just got too powerful too quickly. It's like Black Clover, except instead of having swords, he is the weapon.
Yes, indeed. Now, speaking of Black Clover, we should probably rate the thing.
Let me just...
I almost forgot.
Say, like, minus?
Yeah, B minus B. Yeah, that'll sound good.
I'd watch it.
Yeah. All right. Okay. Black Clover. Yes, me.
I mean...
It's kind of just like, here we go. The powers are decent. The animation is decent. And the storyline is decent.
I'd say it's a well-rounded anime, but it reminds me of what they say about an Ace of Spades. A master of none is better than a master of one. Demon Slayer proves that. We'll talk about that later.
It's just like, I do not fear the man that practiced 10,000 kicks one time. I fear the man who practiced one kick 10,000 times.
I have no clue what you mean by that. No, I don't get anything from it. Anyway, that was 10 seconds of my life I'll never get back.
And yes, it is mine now. Anyway, I mean, I'll rate it like a...
Is overall bland, I think.
Yeah, I'll...
He has anti-magic swords.
Yay.
He's also part demon? Yeah?
Yeah.
Okay.
So I'm just going to rate it a C, because C is kind of average.
Yes.
Alrighty. Next, I'm going to go with... You want to choose...
Let's go with, we're not going to, like, some, and most of people who are listening to this probably won't be interested in, like, see what I was just saying now? We're talking about Death Note.
Yay.
Death. is cool. I like Death Note.
Yeah. I mean,
it's not like, if you're interested in like hearing the thought processes and like having to learn that and using your brain, it's cool. I don't like using my brain, so I don't really like that much.
But I mean, it's not bad.
A lot of people might, and a lot of people probably do like Death Note.
Yeah, so B, right?
B.
Yeah,
B.
B. Alrighty, and, speaking of D's. D's not, no, I'm just kidding. Demon Slayer.
Demon Slayer.
I love it. It's great. Just kidding.
Last words of man who watched a trash anime. Seriously, it was great. It was perfect. Down to the last minute detail.
Okay, we should probably stop this nonsense and actually rate it.
And then they threw it in the trash can.
Yeah.
He's not a demon, right? He's a demon slayer. That makes the, yeah, makes sense. No. No, it does not. He's not a demon slayer. He's a demon who overcame the sun. When?
Yeah, and also, Eiichi being in the story, like, at all does not make sense, because most of the time, I would think, besides in Jujutsu Kaisen, because it's not finished, I would feel like a random side character should be a little bit less powerful than the main character, but nope, it's gotta be a mystical god.
Why? There's so many why questions, more than there are, like, this anime is cool, but could I learn a little more about that? This is more like, okay, this anime is getting worse. Why? Why did that happen? Why did they have to do something like that?
What?
There was no foreshadowing.
Yeah. So, I'm gonna go over the entire anime. Are you ready?
Yeah.
Tanjiro trains with Orokodaki. Tanjiro goes to final selection. Tanjiro gets talked to by the weird dude with pink all over his face. He goes on a mission with spiders. Then he goes on a mission with a Hashira who retires. Then he goes on another mission with a Hashira who, Rengoku, I actually like Rengoku, but he goes with a Hashira that dies. And then he goes to Muzan and gets turned into a demon. And then they defeat Tanjiro, and he's all better now. Yay. Wow.
So,
that's exciting.
Mm-hmm. Would I watch this anime again?
You wouldn't.
Yeah, that's right.
So,
it doesn't matter how good your anime looks. Don't get me wrong. Demon Slayer looks awesome. It looks awesome. Everybody agrees on that. But it doesn't feel awesome. Because the story is bland. At the start, it made sense. At the start, it was beautiful. At the start. At the end, it was not good.
So, I'm rating it like a D tier. It's not good.
I'm not even going to give it that plus. No, you can get a D minus, my friend.
Alrighty, next anime? Do we want to go with Seven Deadly Sins?
I'll give you one word and one word only. Lust.
Yeah.
Do I have to explain?
No, you do not.
Thank you. Now, moving on to an actual anime.
We could do JoJo's Bizarre Adventure.
JoJo's Bizarre Adventure, because I like it. Now I'll explain why. A lot of you don't, probably, you probably have heard of it, but you don't know anything about it. So let me explain the power system as I understand it. There are three major powers, two of which don't really appear often after their first debut. Heaven, which basically allows you to control like sun energy and stuff like that. It's cool. And it lets you do weird, goofy stuff, which is nice. Then there's vampirism, which can sometimes give you cool powers or just make you really strong. And then there's stands, the most well-known, frankly, they're perfect as ability. Someone who does not have a stand cannot see another stand, which I like. It leaves regular people out of the business. And then every stand is personalized. If, let's say, I really just didn't want to actually fight anyone, and I did not need a violent stand, as long as I didn't manually awaken it with, like, an arrow, it would be based on me. If you awaken it with, like, an arrow, I'm not really going to explain the other thing because it's too complicated. If you awaken it with an arrow, it's a fighting stand. Always and always will be.
Alrighty.
Yeah, most people would get hurt by their own stand in that case.
So I'm going to rate it like a B+. It's good.
It's really good, but it's kind of long. So, yeah. You know, good for, let's say, binge watching.
Yeah. All right.
So there's one thing about this anime I like, and that's nowhere else. The main character actually dies.
Yeah, actually, that's kind of a good thing.
Yeah.
All right, so Bleach. Bleach, you think? Bleach.
Bleach.
I like drinking bleach. No, I'm just kidding. But anyway, so I'll explain a little bit about Bleach. Obviously, there's Hollows and Soul Reapers. Soul Reapers are the humans. Hollows are the weird people with the masks on. I mean, story's good. The creativity is amazing. Nothing like it anywhere else. And I think this animation's good, too.
Yeah, everything about it is pretty well-rounded, although it has a similar issue to Demon Slayer, although it's not nearly as prominent.
For that, I'll give it like an A-. I think that sounds good.
Yeah, I think it works good. It's a good anime. You won't see it anywhere else.
Yeah. So, have we missed any?
I don't think we did. Well, let me just think for Rupert. We did miss one, and you probably don't know a lot about it. Mob Psycho 100.
Yeah.
I know quite a bit about it. I've watched a lot of it, as much as I could get my hands on. It was like another One Punch Man, which is what we should review next.
Mm-hmm.
He's really strong, and his job is to exercise both of the psychic powers. Yep. Thing is, he's also a kid.
Which makes it a little bit weird.
It makes it a little weird. It makes it a little happen. It complicates. He's still a high school. A kid tries to beat him up. So he squashes him into the ground with a speed of sound.
Yeah, it's a little weird. Yeah,
I like it. Yeah. It's beautiful. It's a beautiful anime, which it doesn't need a story. And it doesn't have to have a story. Some animes are just fighting. It's great.
Yeah.
I'll be fine with the boxing anime where this guy just has to box. I don't need a story.
No.
I just want to see the boxing.
Yeah. So,
I give personal B+.
I actually thought of another one, but I slightly forgot it.
One Punch Man?
Yes. There we go. One Punch Man? I'll explain this one. I'll explain this.
I'm just going to give Mob Psycho an A because B+ doesn't sound right.
Yeah, that sounds good.
Right. One Punch Man. Incredibly popular, referred to as either second or the most powerful in anime.
Yes, indeed. And I'll explain a little bit about it. I like the story all right. The animation's good. The community's actually not terrible. Community's not bad. But One Punch Man getting his powers from working out kind of seems weird, considering a human would have to have so much testosterone it's flowing out of their ears to actually be able to get that powerful. A Genos is a robot, and One Punch Man can just, like, flick him, and he's dead.
Literally disassembled.
Yeah, it's kind of stupid, and also all the other characters are just, like, weak compared to him, so they just feel like little ants. But, I mean, B+?
Nah.
Now, he became One Punch Man at the start. Which actually reminds me, we need to rank Boruto. Alright, I should probably do this one.
Yeah.
So, Boruto Next Generation is terrible. you don't even barely need to watch it to understand the story. So it's kind of just like him as a child doing children stuff. The only thing that happens is basically he gets taken over by Momoshiki and Sarada awakens her Sharingan. That's basically all that happens. So, but for Naruto's Boruto's Two Blue Vortex. My friend over here, you don't like it very much, do you?
I don't like Boruto.
But I do, because of a couple different things. The animation's good. The powers are very interesting to me, because I didn't know a lot about the Otsutsuki beforehand. So it was very...
about it, because there was nothing to learn.
Yeah, exactly. So I found it very interesting learning about it. And number three, I just like the powers. And some of you might be like, ew, he got way too powerful way too quickly. But that was for a reason.
Then they could have made it so they didn't have to be...
Yes, they probably could have made it a little bit, but he also needed to be there. Actually, I forgot to tell you this. He needed to be there, and if he wasn't there probably an hour later, or sooner, or later, yeah, later, they had a chance of dying, like every single person.
Oh.
He kind of needed to train that much.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, yeah, that's a tier list. We forgot to rate it. Yeah, I'd say like a... Well, it's not finished, so we can't... But what offer we have right now? Like an A for me. So, that's pretty much all for that. So, yeah, that's about all we have for you guys today.
Those are all the relevant animes? No, do not ask. We will not do Sailor Moon.
So, yeah. That's pretty much it. Yep. We'll catch you guys in the next podcast. And have a great rest of your day, or afternoon, or evening, depending on where you live. Or midnight. Yeah, pretty much everything. Goodbye.